The legacy of the 400th anniversary of Franco-Ontarian history in Penetanguishene, 1615-2015, lives on through the numerous bronze sculptures in the Rotary Champlain-Wendat Park. Those interested in the history can take part in a Rotary Champlain-Wendat talking tours offered by the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives. Midland Today went on the July evening walk led by museum curator Nicole Jackson along with a group of 7 participants. I think it went well. The group was engaged and asked a lot of questions, Jackson said afterwards. This one is a lot of information and a lot of symbolism in the statues that we have. Jackson said most people attracted to the walk are either doing their own genealogy, learning about their ancestry, or just interested in the French and First Nations history of the area. It's for people that want to know more about our history, she said. The first stop is a central area with 4 boulders, each with a bronze relief sculpture, around a stone turtle, representing Turtle Island. The sculptures were created by artist Travis Favel, in consultation with the Huron-Wendat. The 4 reliefs have double meaning. They represent the 4 indigenous nations of the Huron-Wendat Confederacy and the 4 different elements, land, water, wind and fire. Penetanguishene is an indigenous name, meaning land of the rolling sands. We are proud of our indigenous name, Jackson said. The dominant sculpture in the park, built for the 400th anniversary celebration in 2015, is the sculpture of French explorer Samuel de Champlain with Chief Anon, purposely built to show the two men as equals, unlike other sculptures of Champlain where he is represented in a dominant position. Champlain came to the region in an effort to forge an alliance with the Wendat. He was fighting the English, who had an alliance with the Iroquois, now referred to as the Haudenosaunee. So he wanted a trade alliance with the Wendat. So he would not have come in like I'm here to conquer you. He would have come in more humble and at peace, otherwise, they wouldn't speak to him, said Jackson. So the intention from the beginning was about trade. It was not about conquering, and that is what this statue represents. The statue was created by sculptor Timothy Schmalz of St. Jacobs. Several other sculptures in the park are also made by Schmalz. He also created the Gordon Lightfoot sculpture in Aurelia's Tudhope Park, and he is famous for his sculptures of the homeless Jesus laying on a bench. The sculpture shows Chief Anon handing over a wampum belt. That was a key element that the Wendat wanted included in the sculpture, she said. The sculpture includes exactly 400 maple leaves to represent 400 years, and there is a lot more symbolism built into it, including the importance of women in First Nations culture and the importance of God in the European culture. But Champlain wasn't the first Frenchman to come to the region. That title goes to Étienne Brûlé, who worked for Champlain and came to the area in 1610 to see if the Wendat would be favorable to a trade alliance. There is a small sculpture of Brûlé in the park too. He loved the Wendat, said Jackson. The Jesuits who arrived didn't speak well of him, as is recounted in their diaries. Brûlé later betrayed the French and he was killed in 1633. In 2016, there was a closing ceremony of the 400th year of Franco-Ontarian history held in Penetanguishene. To mark the occasion, Heritage Ontario erected a standing plaque in the park, originally to be written in French on one side and English on the other side. But, Jackson noted that as the Truth and Reconciliation Report came out in December 2015, the government realized they had to write a number wrong towards the Indigenous community, with Heritage Ontario opting to add 2 more standing plaques with script in languages from the 4 Indigenous peoples Champlain came across. After consultation with elders from the Indigenous communities, translations were received. Plaques now also represent the Mohawk, including Haudenosaunee, Wendat, Anishinaabe, including Ojibwe and Algonquin, and Montagne Innu. The tour ends with the sculpture of John Graves Simcoe holding a telescope. Simcoe negotiated the first treaty in 1793 with the Chippewa to attain a large swath of land, including where the naval establishments were built. Claudette Ackerman, of Midland, took part in the walk and says she has a historical Indigenous link. I'm always learning about our culture and I'm learning the Anishinaabe language, Ackerman said. Nicole's talk was exceptional. There is so much more than just reading the plaque. There will be a downtown walking tour on July 25th, another Rotary Champlain Wendat walking tour on August 16th, both from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Cost is $7 for adults and free for children aged 12 and under. Tours can also be arranged for groups. For more information, contact or visit the 13 Burke Street Museum at 705-549-2150. Registration can be taken online at penetanguishene.ca/museum.